Your neighbor is like this. Oi, Kotsome, anybody who is thirsty, the Hulamai, go and bring water. Rasha'ilo Kesef, he's got no money to buy food. Lechu Shivru, go and buy. Or Lechu Shivru, go and Kesef, go and get Filia in the Polo. Go and buy without any money. So, good thing, say it. I remember once upon a time, dealt a little bit in real estate on the sideline, and I very much wanted to buy a certain house, and I think a couple of mine tell me, you know, I haven't got the funds thinking in Acer. He told me, my dear friend, but geld can I go your way? But it's not that easy. You can't buy without money. And he, the Novi, says to the day, so why be thirsty, why be hungry, go and buy without. Why should you wait and spend money below lechem and you don't get any bread for it? The yachem below the sova, your toil will not bring you the result that you require. Shimush shomoa elai, the ichlu tov is anel badeshin afshetem. Listen to me and you will be all right. Chazal explained this also to me. You are thirsty, go to Torah. Torah will place you first. And the Torah is always to pay. If you want to learn, you want to acquire knowledge, you want to know more about the prophets and the bonus oil that is open to everybody. The halacha is, whether we are rich or we are poor, with no difference. Nobody say Chazal was poorer than Hillel. Poorer than Hillel. Hillel was so poor, the Gemara tells us, that he was a wood chopper and he earned a tarpiyak a day. The tapiak, you might think it was $100 note. You don't know how much a tapiak or the purchase power was. The Chazal tells us half of the money that he earned, he gave to the doorkeeper of the Beis HaMedrash of Shmaya and Raftalia. In order to get into the Beis HaMedrash, he had to give a tip to the doorkeeper. Now the doorkeeper usually was a schlepper. So he didn't get much money, otherwise he wouldn't be a doorkeeper for a long time because it's a schlepperish job. It was penniless. So the amount of money that he spent on the doorkeeper to enter the Kaledish of Shmaya Gaftalion, that was the amount of money he spent on his family. That means to say that he lived very, very frugally. He was very poor. Although, Tov Damelech says, now he is in the government country, you know, he is in Tzadik Nezor. I've never seen a Tzadik who is forsaken, and so many great anointing did not have. A stranger that family didn't need more. Forsaken is a person who needs more and hasn't got it. But the person who doesn't need more, he was very happy with his lot. He didn't need more. He got for forsaken. One day, he couldn't even pay the shamans to enter. And they wouldn't let him in. So he went up to the skylight on the roof and bent his ears out to hear what the rebbeim was saying. And the whole day he fought and suddenly became dark because his body fell up on the skylight. And Shmaya Baftanin said to each other, what happened? He did not think they were getting dark. So they went up and they found him very much frozen. And he was so frozen that it was Kuach Nefesh. They said that even on Shabbos, they couldn't get the Hallel Shabbos for him. And he grew up in the great Hillel. When Hillel came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Rabbonim Eretz Yisrael did not know the halacha, when they had a Pesach Shabbos, you can check the form of Pesach, he said, do you know why you know the halacha? I know it because I served Shmaya Raftalion. If you would have served Shmaya Raftalion, you would have known it. It's truthful. Meaning to say, everybody can learn. You don't need that big money to learn. Everybody can acquire knowledge. So this is what it means to say, so many for the mind, go acquire knowledge and better yourself. Then the Apostle says further, Apostle Dimon, Hatu Osdechem, bend your ear to the who alive, come to me, Shimu, listen, Oschi Nashechem, and you will be doing it. You will be alive. And then, Echres Olochem, this all on Hazel Dovid Anemon. I will renew the covenant that I made with Dovid Anemon, and you will be a king. Now, this is a very interesting puzzle, and there is a Midrash, that the Midrash says like this. If somebody falls from a roof, and breaks his legs, his hands, and so on. You have to treat every part of the body individually. There's no central report. A person who goes away from the Torah, he's ill, his body is not well, but it's essentially the poor. And what is essentially the poor? Listen, listen what I'm going to say. By listening to what I'm going to say, you will have a poor. Now what does it mean to say? Rabbi Yone in Sefer Shaar Tshuva, I don't want to be married, explains very interestingly. What would you say, ladies? What is the most question? Because I'll say that if somebody orders out causing another person to be blind, that person is not regarded as a total loss. If a person loses hearing, that's more terrible, is regarded as a total loss. And I really only explain this, the power of hearing is much stronger than the power of seeing. Seeing, I'm adding on something to Rabbi Yonah. Seeing is a rays go out from the eye and come back to a person. Hearing, something comes in. Hearing, when we talk about making an impression upon the person, hearing is concentration, makes a much more powerful impression on a person than seeing. Seeing can be superficial. Hearing was very much deeper. I can quote you something that that effect, but you won't remember the psukim in anything, so I cut it short. Now then, says Rabbi Yonah, Ishar Tshuva, that we should know what the Novi is saying here. If you make up your mind that you are honest and you want to hear and observe what the Torah says, what the Chachamim say, even if you are not there yet, but it's such a beginning that it brings a report to a person. Meaning to say, a person doesn't know and he doesn't think and he's aware, but he's honest. And he says, I'm objective, I want to hear. And what I'm going to hear, I'm going to do. So that person has got a push name already now immediately for taking a central medication that heals the hand and the feet and everything. This is what the Lord says. The Lord says, how to other him or who are like, Shimon, listen, put in us. Let me just remind you, explain you this point. Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard it. What was the most? What did he hear? People told him. What did they tell him? No, ladies? Nisi. Which Nisi? Kriyas Yamsu. Okay, Mr. Molek. Mon. Nisi. He heard. And he left Midian. His house in Midian. And he went to whom? To Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar asked the question, Yisro was the only one who heard? Everybody heard. Did anybody move? Anybody change the result? No, everybody suffered away. Amalek, if you're going to say the Pasha of Amalek, the Shabbos, heard? Somehow in your bosom, they could fight to the Kadir's Yansu, 3 days later they wage war. They heard, but they didn't enter the system. Yisrael heard in the end of his system. Ask the Zohar why. The Zohar says, Yisrael heard and he took no, others heard and he did not do. But I'm asking you, what was there in Yisrael that he was taking note that others were not taking note? Can you explain that to me? Explain your word. Yisrael was seeking the truth. He was an immense person. He was seeking the truth. He went through one avoid the Zohar after another avoid the Zohar, he threw them away because he realized his lesson. It was a vacuum. He was seeking the truth. If you seek the truth, then when the Rebbe Shalom speaks to the Torah, to the Novi, or for happenings in the world, you take note, you draw consequences. The rest of the world was not honest. They want to blow their way. If you want to blow it, go your way, you hear? Thank you very much. Goodbye. Bye, the Gigami. It means nothing. The world heard and did not take law. If you hear Kriyas Yamsu, you hear the Nisi, draw a conclusion from that. No conclusion being drawn because there was no interest. Yisro was honest. If you are honest, then you are willing to hear your aura. And this is what the Lord says. The Lord says, I'm asking of you very little. What I'm asking of you is, just make up your mind that you're willing to give an honest hearing and judge it on merit, not by preconceived notions. We all come to the place where we are with preconceived notions. And then we don't hear. We hear and we don't hear. Yisro, says the Lord, once you make up your mind, healing, that's the medication that's the pill in that activity. So therefore says the Lord, my spend money on security, on things, on health. Go back to Torah, and if you're not there, I'm asking you for the minimum. The minimum, open up with the infinite price. So again, the trend and the theme of the Nechama is that we are not forsaken, and what we suffered was meant to give us a lesson. We should know the lesson, and by that, it's the eventual Elam, and we really know how little we have. I have not just little the Ishaya, I have touched the surface, but I can't do more than that in a short 50 minutes. So, I'll cut on the more ideas. Yes, please.
Thank you.